Welcome to Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we hear from Richmond farmer Alvina Maynard, who talks about the Homegrown by Heroes program and what she's doing with that program on her River Hill Ranch near Richmond.
Well, thank you for having me. I own and operate River Hill Ranch in Richmond, Kentucky. And we started back Christmas of 2012 raising a herd of alpacas. And our herd has fluctuated from started at 5, we've gone all the way up to 120 head, and right now we're at a nice, more manageable 40. And because it's just me and my kids, and you know, my husband's got an off-farm job, so we use our herd of alpacas. We raise them for fiber and for meat, so for the wool that we harvest every April, and then once their wool quality degrades, we also use their meat harvest as well. And so it's a really good red meat choice. And in addition to the wool being extremely soft, and it's got a really number of really great applications. The socks are absolutely phenomenal all the way up to, we've got real high-end sweaters that are made just down the road in Gallatin, Tennessee. So we use regenerative agriculture. So we move the animals around our farm to build up the soil. Now, what Homegrown by Heroes has done for us, the program started not too long after we got started as part of Kentucky Proud. And so all of us that had veteran status, KDA was pretty good about reaching out to us and letting us know about this new thing they were starting to draw extra attention to the brand of Kentucky Proud by adding an even bigger piece of it, part of the graphic that was going to be specific for veteran farmers. And so that started right here in Kentucky. And when I first started putting that label on my product, it absolutely, like, customers at farmers market started recognizing, they started asking about it. And so it gave me a chance to talk about my military service. But also not just regular customers, but folks that were veterans as well that never thought about farming. They started talking to me and asking questions about the program. And so its initial purpose, surface layer purpose, is to add additional recognition to those products out in the market that were grown by farmer veterans. But the purpose, the deeper purpose of it is to draw attention to other military veterans that might not have thought of ag, but might be able to find healing, by transition to agriculture from their military service, renewed community and, a sense of purpose in farming that they left in the military, but still is very much part of who they are. So it's got that real deep, you know, like heavier hitting meaning beyond just the brand label.
Alvina, what's the program meant for you and your husband, your family there on the farm?
Well, we've been able to be a part of several different veteran organizations and events that has also it's been to market the brand, but also to further that underlying purpose of talking to other vets that this is something that could work for them to restore their mental health, to have that return to society. So I get a lot of gratification out of knowing, you know, if somebody seeing that Homegrown by Heroes logo has been able to help them find peace and purpose, then that's what I get out of it. Yes, there is a bump in sales because of it, because people are way more apt to support local farmers, but especially military service members, veterans. So yeah, there is a bump in sales.
How did you guys choose alpacas to raise on your farm? What led you to that?
I'm weird. well, everything else is already taken. I don't come from agriculture. I mean, I grew up in the country. We had a little 5-acre homestead. But I don't have an ag degree. I didn't grow up on a farm business. And so I can't, I couldn't see myself just jumping into the game of agriculture in Kentucky, which is huge. It's a big industry here, and trying to compete. And frankly, I didn't want to. I didn't want to compete with my neighbors and friends. And so I started researching for some niche market opportunities that existed out there that maybe I could help carve out a piece for myself. So alpacas, I actually come in contact with them during the military, during my time in the military, where I went to South America several times. And that's where, of course, they're native to. And so I knew that they were farmed as livestock. So, but then I realized after randomly seeing commercials about alpacas in the U.S. that they were declared as livestock here in 2008. And so they're farmed as livestock now in the States since then. And so I started researching them more and found out, like, they're really... they're pretty curious but standoffish creatures. They're fairly small, easy to manage. They're really good on the earth. They're pretty efficient eaters. And so there was a lot of aspects about them that I really found appealing. And there wasn't a lot of alpaca farms at the time that were farming them for the products that they grow. A lot of farms at the time were focused on being a breeding stock operation. And I just knew that the animals themselves, if we were able to build a fiber herd, then I could be a part of helping that industry mature as a livestock industry, and also do something new and different and grow something that nobody else around me was growing.
Our guest today, Richmond farmer Alvina Maynard. I'm Alan Watts, traveling the Bluegrass.